Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster.
Hi, this is Pam Johnson, and I'm sitting here with Jorge Villalona talking about his poster. And his poster is entitled, Clotho Reduces Fibrosis in Monocytes Macrophages Infiltration in Mouse Kidney Injury Models. So, Jorge, tell us a little bit about your poster and why you chose to go for this topic.
The poster is about finding therapeutic agents for the treatment of CKD, chronic kidney disease. Mm-hmm. Clotho, according to the publication, is believed to be an anti-aging protein and has been associated with improved chronic kidney disease, according to many publications. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we have chosen Clotho to see whether chronic kidney disease in animal models show a phenotypic positive effect histologically.
And by doing this, what kind of results have you come up with? Or are you proceeding further with this particular mouse model?
Yes. When we set up the experiment, one of the main things to see in the poster is actually that we are associating chronic kidney disease with increased fibrosis in the kidney and also increased inflammation. Therefore, we show the human side of the kidney first, showing the fibrosis, then showing the macrophage-positive CD68 cells, and using an animal model of chronic kidney disease, in this case, the urethral obstruction model, UUO model, we are able to see the phenotypic changes in fibrosis and infiltrations of monocyte macrophages in the kidneys, resembling the human disease. Okay. In using Clotho, recombinant Clotho, to treat the animal, we were able to see a reduction in fibrosis measured by picrocerous red and also measured by using a typical collagen stain.
Okay.
In addition, we also have been able to study the protein TRPM6, which is associated with disease severity in chronic kidney disease. And using another agent, which is an anti-TRPM6 channel blocker, we were able to see an increase in the phenotypic changes of fibrosis and inflammation. Therefore, when we combine Clotho as the therapeutic agent in the animal model and those that has received recombinant TRPM6, we see a reduction in both the fibrosis and the positive stain that we use, F480, which is a marker of murine macrophage monocytes.
Is there anything you could offer out there to people that have never presented a poster, kind of how what you went through to develop this poster or others that you have done in the past?
Yes. I have presented many posters.
Very good.
In particularly in our own research laboratory as researchers. Once we do all the experiments, gather all the data, we put it in PowerPoint presentation to discuss it in a group and then make decisions whether we need to continue to go further with the research or we have the answer that are needed at that point. I have presented many posters, and one of the things that I recommend when putting a poster together, the first things that you want to do for the title is to pay attention, close attention to the title. The title, for me, is a one-sentence summary of what the results are from your research. Therefore, the title is one of the most important aspects of your poster.
Okay. And what about pictures? I mean, is that something that somebody, everybody loves pictures and color and everything, so is that something that, you know, that you would suggest to get good quality photo images and put on their poster?
Absolutely. There is a saying that a picture tells a thousand stories.
Absolutely.
And many times when we do experiment, we show the graph, we show the data, but it's not easy to see what the results are until you have photograph of that data. The photograph speaks for itself.
That's
and the
good.
Main objective is to take what the photograph show you and convert that into data. In other words, the photograph is the main thing to show the results.
If someone came and looked at your poster and read it and went over it, what are like 3 to 4 words or things that you would want them to take away from your poster that would make an impact on them?
Yes. The main thing is that how important is it? Why is it being done? What is the unmet need for CKD? And how does drug discovery works?
Okay.
The posters amplifies all of that. Plus, it shows clear comparison between the disease in human and the disease in animals.
Because
at the end, in the pharmaceutical industry, we are not creating medicine to treat animals, but to treat human.
Correct.
Therefore, the human side of things is the most important part of my poster.
Very good. All right. Well, we sure appreciate you stopping by today and discussing this, and look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.